in Indian politics, a whole lot of them have become leaders like this. You stop something. You block the road, rasta roko, rail roko, band hartal. This is Mahatma Gandhi's technology to oust a foreign ruler. But unfortunately, we are doing it to ourselves. So a whole lot of leaders are agitators. This has been one way. But otherwise, if people have to recognize you as a leader, there must be some insight about something. Essentially, leadership means people have allowed you to sit on a perch. If you sit on a perch, you're supposed to see better than others. If you sit on a perch and you don't see any better than others, you will be ridiculed as a fool. This is the danger of leadership. If you climb up and you can't see any better than others, people will laugh at you. So the essential thing is you are able to see something that a whole lot of people are not able to see. That will naturally make you into a leader. And that's how a leader should come up. Now, once there is insight, now insight will give you a certain capability, but now if you do not marry your insight with your integrity, then your leadership, you may be immensely capable, but when they see you have no integrity, the same people who put you up will pull you down, if it's possible. Otherwise, sometimes we fall by ourselves. Both happens. So, it is these two things which are most important, and also inspiration. A whole lot of people, they do their work and they go home and they relax, their family, their children, a cinema, a drink, eating, whatever, friends, society. But once you become a leader, there's no such things. Because if you become a leader, now people's expectation is such, you're carrying million people's lives on your shoulders. So there is no such thing as day, there is no such thing as night, there's no such thing as Sunday, Monday, nothing. It's just on and on. So unless you're sufficiently inspired, leadership can be a tedious job.